Christian Audio presents The Pursuit of Glory, Finding Satisfaction in Christ Alone by Jeffrey D. Johnson, narrated by Tom Parks. Dedicated to my loving wife, Letha. Chapter 1. The Pursuit of Glory. You and I are looking for something. Though we may not know exactly what it is, we continue to search for it. No matter how hard we try, we cannot stop our pursuit of it. As if we are looking for a lost wallet, we cannot rest until we find what is missing. We look here and then there without finding, and yet we continue to search. We pursue it with all our heart, for it consumes us. We are restless. Our drive to find it determines every decision we make. Even my desire to write and your desire to listen to this book were motivated by our common pursuit. We want it badly, but so does everyone. Whether or not we love God, the pursuit is in us all. It is part of the human condition. We were made by God to pursue it, and pursue it we will. What is it, you may be wondering? What is it, you ask, that we cannot stop pursuing? It is glory. We are all looking for glory, unadulterated glory. Not earthly glory. I do not mean fame, if that's what you are thinking. It is true that we are often deceived into looking for glory and becoming famous. Notoriety, however, has never brought any lasting satisfaction. Famous people are miserable, too. They, along with each of us, have holes in their hearts that cannot be filled by mass numbers of Twitter followers. This hole inside our hearts, that empty spot that longs to be filled, seeks for something far greater than being a celebrity. Deep down, we long for true glory. We long for the highest glory, the glory of glories, a glory that cannot be surpassed by earthly accolades, an unadulterated glory. Being made in the image of God, we can never be satisfied with a counterfeit glory that is manufactured from the things of this world. Even the atheist Bertrand Russell understood that people can never be satisfied with the glory of this world. Man differs from other animals in one very important respect, and that is that he has some desires which are, so to speak, infinite, which can never be fully gratified, and which would keep him restless even in paradise. The only glory that can satisfy our deepest longings is not obtained at our favorite department store or at the Audi dealership. This glory is not found in throwing the game-winning pass in the Super Bowl or being elected President of the United States. Health, wealth, and power are all alluring, but deep down, we all know that our hearts aspire for something that transcends these things. The glory we seek does not fade away. It is not empty or vain. Rather, true glory consists of something eternal, something weightier than things that perish. Consider that the Hebrew word for glory, kabod, means heaviness. Though this may seem like a strange way of defining glory, we must remember that the value of ancient coins was determined by their weight, their heaviness. Today, a nickel is heavier than a dime, yet this was not the case when coins were made from precious metals. When you are trading with coins forged from bronze, silver, and gold, then the larger and heavier the coin is, the better. The greater the weight, the greater the value. Thus, the glory and value of something is in its weight or substance. The biblical contrast to glory is vanity. In Hebrew, vanity speaks of something having little to no substance. It speaks of that which is light, empty, or worthless. We may grasp the wind, but even if we were able to lay hold of it, what do we have? Nothing. There is no value in having a fistful of air. Not temporary glory. To understand the difference between glory and vanity, we must discern the distinction between temporal and eternal realities. Because the praise of people and the glory of this world are passing away, they are superficial. They are vanity. Though on the surface they feel and look impressive, underneath the shine lies a hidden and expanding layer of corrosion. For the person who has mere seconds to live, what does it really matter if he or she has a handful of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?